When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi folks, thanks for tuning into this B-side episode. Just a quick one before we start. When I started this podcast some 5 years ago, I started it for the love of music. I love music, man, I just love it. And I noticed when I was looking for music podcasts, personally, I found them a little boring. I didn't think they had much substance, and I don't mean any offence to other podcasters, it's just my opinion. So we set out to make a podcast that was about music but also entertaining, and I believe we've managed to do that now, even if I do say so myself. The podcast was only meant to be fortnightly, but we started getting hundreds of emails from artists all over the world trying to get heard, trying to get on the podcast. And the music, because I listen to all of the music, some of it is so good, it's actually a crime that it doesn't get heard. And that's maybe because they don't have the money or know the right people in the right places. And their music, it's so much better than that in the mainstream. So we split the podcast into two parts, the A-side and the B-side. The A-side is the original entertaining show, and the B-side is just about the music, just about the artists, the independent artists, the artists that don't get enough coverage. And we just try to give them a platform to be heard. I love the A-side. I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy doing it. I don't mind editing it, even though it's a bore lake, because it's fun to listen back to. It is funny a lot of the time. The B-side, not so much. I don't enjoy doing the B-side. I love the music on the B-side. I love the music. I don't mind listening to the music. But that's to say, the B-side isn't about us. It's about the artists and getting them heard. When I hear the submissions, and I do listen to all the submissions, I just want to help, even if it's just a little bit. I mean, we're not Radio 1 or any big station, but every little helps. And we do it for free because I don't believe artists should have to pay to have people listen to their work. You wouldn't get an artist put a painting up in a gallery and then go out into the street and say, here's £20, come and have a look at my work. And it should be the same for musicians and artists in the music industry. But unfortunately, a lot of artists pay through the teeth for PR and other such stuff, and I don't think that's fair. So what I'm getting at basically is, please, wherever you are right now listening to this, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, I'm sure you've heard this thousands of times from other content creators, please give it a rating, a review, and please share it. And I'm not saying that for me in the podcast, I'm saying that because this B-side was created for the artists, and by helping get the podcast out there, you're not just helping us as podcasters, you're helping the artists get heard, and that's what this is all about. It really does actually help, and it's free. So yeah, enough of the boring stuff, and on with the show.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 6, Episode 3, Side B. Side B is the side of the podcast where we focus entirely on the independent music scene and the independent music that gets sent to us through the emails, the plethora of emails. So me and other hosts bring some of our favourite songs of the week and we play them and we give the artists a platform in which to be heard. If you want something a bit more funny, you know, to give you more of a bit of a belly chuckle, you can go check out Season 6, Episode 3, Side A. Side A is a magazine style show with lots of sections, with games and lots of fun shit. So yeah, if you want a bit of a belly chuckle, go check that out. If you just want to find new music, some good new music, stick around because you're in the right place. Joining me tonight, this evening, I have with me my co-host, co-pal, Wayne.
Hello, you all right?
Oh, you sound beautiful. We've just had a right old fucking mare with the setup, and yeah, you sound better now, actually. So,
People won't know this because obviously we've carried on, but fuck me, it's been a mare up till this point.
That program that I was going to use, which is supposed to sound better, and they sold it to me really well, was twice the price of this.
Well, that just goes to show you that twice the price means twice as shit.
Yeah, so we're going to get straight on with it. My first band that I'm going to play is a band called Faint Line, and I really like these guys. I haven't edited their conversation much because I like the camaraderie between them. They seem like a lot of fun, and I'd like to get these guys on the A-side as a guest. So if you're listening to this, Faint Line, hit me up. I'd love to get you on the A-side. Yeah, so like I said, this is Faint Line with their song So Far Away.
Hi Richie, it's Simon here from Faint Line. We are just doing an audio recording for you about from these questions. Sorry if you can hear someone cooking soup in the background of my house because that is what's happening, but that's what happens when you record our podcast on a Sunday afternoon. So I'm gonna sort of half interview Leah, but maybe chip in and feel free to do what you like with whatever we come up with. In case you haven't already guessed, I talk a lot, so I hope you're prepared for the entire show to be this very short interview. Leah,
hello.
Who are you, and where are you from? So I guess where are we? Where is the band? Who is the band? What is the band?
I would say we're an alt pop indie band based in Leeds, for sure. The massive inspirations are London Grammar, Portishead and The Smile, which I'd never heard of actually until you brought them up. And we're from, we came together in Leeds. Obviously we're not individually necessarily from Leeds, but that's where we met.
So yeah, I'm fully Scouse, but I've been in Leeds for a while. But where's your original?
I was born in Manchester and moved away when I was quite young, and then came back to Leeds to study nearly 4 years ago.
Sure. So we're basically from Leeds, I think is what we're trying to say, and we're called Faint Line, although that has changed a number of times thanks to the wonders of the internet and the amount of band names that don't exist or aren't available and how complicated it is. But we are Faint Line, and Leah's right, our sound is we were asked by a production music company. We got put together by a production music company called Media Tracks, who wanted us to write kind of London Grammar stuff together, which is how we started, but essentially we enjoyed it, right? And then decided that we quite like the idea of being a bit of a band instead.
Yeah, we drifted away from that a little bit, but it's still there in essence.
There's a bit of London Grammar in there. It's got a bit more indie, I would say, over time. And then this is certainly for you, Leah, the story behind the song we're playing. The song is called So Far Away. I can give it that, Leah.
Yeah, So Far Away, I guess it's a nature-inspired track about losing someone important to somebody else or to a change in lifestyle. Kind of both intertwined, really.
We definitely have an overall sad pop vibe to us, I would say. There's not a lot of levity,
a lot of weather references,
a lot of weather and nature reflecting the feelings and emotions of the protagonists going on. And where can people find us? Well, we are across all social medias, I think
all social platforms
on all social
platforms. Music.
Faint Line Music, yes. And that's us, right? Anything else to add?
Out on the 24th of Feb.
Thank you.
That's when you can listen to us on all streaming platforms.
Yes, the 24th of February.
The essentials.
That's important. We are not press trained. I think that's very clear from what we're saying. And to know that, watch out. Like, there's some good stuff coming, right? This is just a dabble. There are deeper pools.
Just the opening curtain.
Exactly. So thank you for having us, Richie.
He belonged to another from the mountains way up high. His eyes turned greener when she came up in his mind. I never saw her, but I think I get it now. You're trying to mold me when I can't hold you down. Navy skies, they told me so. Throwing pennies, crawling over stones. Ooh. Taping over tendencies. I'm wrapped in rope and falling to your knees. Oh.
Was Faint Line with their song So Far Away. Hopefully we can get them on a side. That would be ace. So yeah, that was them. Good song. Love that a lot. Wayne, we're going to move swiftly on. Move straight on to you. We're going to move on to your first song, which I believe is something called Asbestos Worker.
That's the one. This is a weird style of the show, this. Me coming onto the B-side is weird. Because, like, you know, normally we play the song and we have a good chat about it, we dissect it, and this is like, play the song, oh, I like the song, that's it, move on.
I mean, if you want to say something about the song, that's fine, I don't mind.
It's moved, now we've moved on, it's fine. It's just weird.
The problem we've got is, I haven't played that song because I'm just going to insert it in the edit, so you can't probably remember what it sounded like.
Yeah, I do. I remember it, but it doesn't matter. It just feels weird to me, you know, because we do the A-side completely different to this, and I'm just waffling on now. Here we go. Here's Asbestos Worker, and the song is called I Hope You Get Greased.
Ah!
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Genuinely thought that was Mike come back on the line again at the end there.
So no, Mike is on the line.
Oh, no way. Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's joining us now. He's had a bit of a mare as well, so he's just sorting out of his equipment. That song, Wayne, sorry, before you say anything, that song was like if the characters out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the Hills Have Eyes got together and went, should we make a band?
Oh, they'd love that shit. They'd love you saying that about him.
Mate.
That was Asbestos Worker, and that was I Hope You Get Greased. And I don't think they're talking about being all pleasant and greasing each other up and sending each other down a nice water slide. That's obviously about killing each being killed. These guys are from Minnesota. Check them out. This came out at the start of the year. And I just brought it as an antithesis to what Rich would be bringing tonight. That's all. I just thought I'd bring some rock because I know Rich would be bringing some like nice, fluffy, poppy stuff. And so far, he has.
I've kind of got this thing. It's not a playlist as such, but what I put my music in order where it starts off quite poppy, and then if I've got any rock stuff, it builds up. You've just stuck that right. Well, not in the middle. You just stuck it right between. It's like completely fucked up the playlist.
Absolutely. Yeah. All three of the songs I've chosen tonight, I've done on purpose. So, yeah. But that was a special workout. I like that a lot.
Okay. So, Mike, you're bringing Ailsha with her new song, Sucker.
Yeah. You know, we all know Ailsha. She's been with us before, and she has released this new song. She's changed her genre, and it's been a little more kick-ass rock and roll from her. And it's serving her very well because her listeners on Spotify have gone from about 500 to 14,000 in a period of like 2-3 weeks. So yeah, it's doing really well. It's so check it out.
That was Ailsha. That was, it sounds completely different to what she usually does because she does a lot of pop stuff. So, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
It's got onto a couple of Spotify playlists and everything, so it's doing really, really well.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to my next artist. And my next artist is Hannah Scott. We've had her on the podcast before. I love Hannah Scott. I love her music. She's
on a t-shirt if you want, Hannah Scott.
Oh, I know Hannah Scott. I listen to her. I follow her. She's really good.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her music and her voice is so pure. It's almost angelic, and it's... I just This is Hannah Scott with her song Into Your Grief.
Hi, my name's Hannah Scott. I'm originally from Suffolk and I'm now based in South London. I'm a contemporary folk artist and I guess I try to write songs that tell a story, songs that have strong melodies. I've been working with multi-instrumentalist, writer and producer Stefano Della Casa for a number of years now, and together we have produced music that is acoustic all the way up to quite heavily produced songs. Stefano's sound is kind of the more modern side of things, whereas perhaps I'm more of a traditional songwriter. Over the years I've been influenced by many different artists, but I think the one common factor is that they all write good songs, really strong melodies. I've loved artists from Counting Crows to Alanis Morissette to kind of indie folk artists like Stornoway and Dry the River. And more recently, I'm listening to some of my contemporaries, including Jake Morley and Hannah White. The song you're going to hear is called Into Your Grief, and it's taken from my EP Ancient Lights, which is a collection of older songs that I thought deserved to be dusted down and played to audiences once more. This song was written towards the end of 2008, when my three-year relationship was coming to an end. We hadn't discussed it, and I wrote the song, played my then partner the song, and we both started crying, and that was the end of our relationship. 15 years on, we're still good friends, so I guess the story has a happy ending. You can find my music wherever you listen to music online. On Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it, it's there. My social media handle across all platforms is Hannah Scott UK. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Scott with Into Your Grief, absolutely beautiful song. There's something, something so different about her music. It's almost like
she's lovely.
Popular music meets like stage theatre music. You can almost imagine her on a big stage with just the spotlight on her, wearing some shitty Essien clothes or something in some sort of play, singing that. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Through the pandemic and the lockdown, she did a lot of live streaming. I think I watched her live streams at least a few times anyway. On a Saturday night, she would stream, and she's really, really good.
Yeah, she did a set on a live and online festival thing, I think, if I remember right. Complete contrast to your song, Wayne, Jesus.
On purpose, told you.
No shit. Okay, because I brought more songs than everyone else, I'm going to play another one of mine. And because I'm running the show, I can do that. I'm bringing a guy called Johnny Stott, not Scott, with a C. Johnny Stott with a T, Stott. Never heard that before. And he's bringing a song called Tell Me Something.
Hi, I'm Johnny Stott. I'm a singer-songwriter from Leeds. Currently living in Ossett. I've been playing music now, guitar, since I was about 7 years old. It's only later on in life where I started songwriting, and my next track's called Tell Me Something, if you haven't heard it yet. That came about quite a number of years ago with a friend that I lost, and it took me quite a long time to finish the song, to be honest with you. But I suppose I had to grow as a musician and as an artist to really make this song meaningful. So it's been really enjoyable these last few months in the studio and photo shoots, and let's hope we can keep it going, and it's you guys that are going to do that for me, so thank you. People have often asked me sort of what's my sound, what sort of genre is it, where maybe I can put myself in a bracket, but I guess I can't. I mean, I started off playing blues, which is obviously like you're talking 1920s, you know, Robert Johnson, stuff like that, and I sort of I grew with that, and then I did a lot of salsa music when I went to college of music, and I suppose it's a combination of different genres, different eras, and I've tried to over a number of years put everything together and make it into something, but I don't know what, to be honest with you, I don't know what I am. I'd like to think we're unique, but who knows.
If I had to tell you something you might need to know, I shouldn't have to tell you, you should already know that the love I have for you comes from my soul. So if you have any doubt at all, you should come and tell me, and I'll take care of it all, 'cause I care. I really do care. Tell me you're wrong. Tell me. I know I am. What's even normal? Do I want that anyway? Want that anyway? Just be yourself. Wanna want it any other way? If there's a perfect, it's you we'll need.
Yeah. There you go. That was Johnny Stott with some musics. He brought some musics for us to listen to. It was nice. I enjoyed it. It's got lots of different flavours in there.
Yeah, great vocals.
Great vocals. Got a lot of set of pipes on him. Yeah, some country flavours in there, some folk flavour. Yeah, it's nice. Like that. Your kind of thing, Wayne? You like that?
I enjoyed when the whole band came in, you know, give it a bit of an uplift. A bit Proclaimers-ish at times as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're going to bring something absolutely batshit crazy to contrast with it, I suppose.
what are you going to play?
I've got Broken Hearts and Empty Bottles.
Broken Hearts and Empty Bottles, which is by... Vaughnstrosity is the name of the band, and it's from their EP album called Memes and Dreams, and it's Broken Hearts and Empty Bottles.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi guys, Katie here. This little message is a quick shout out to the few people that support our little podcast. We love doing this show, and moreover, we love helping indie artists get heard. However, this whole thing costs a lot of money each month. We don't want to become rich, but would love to be able to cover our overheads. So for the price of a cup of coffee each month, you can support us over on patreon.com/YHHTMPC. Supporters will be granted access to our members-only area, where you will be able to connect with the team, and artists will be able to post their latest works over there and get heard before everyone else in the emails. Alternatively, you can buy us a one-off virtual coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. Every bit helps and we really appreciate it. Thanks again to the few people that already support us. Now on with the show.
Yes, thank you for that, Katie. We have a few followers on Patreon, so thank you, guys. I think we have three supporters on Patreon, which covers about 8% of our overheads. So, yeah, if you want to join us, it's much appreciated. We'd love you forever. Now, Wayne, what the hell was that? Bit of a new heavy metal?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's good. I preferred that one to the first one you played. That one was very Marmite, the first one you played. I'm sure there's people out there that absolutely love it, but that, yeah.
Well, I love the first one. This one's a bit Andrew WK. It's got like a nice little party vibe to it, and it's about, it feels like it should have been released like 20 years ago. But I enjoyed it and played it and was like, yeah, this is cool. Let's play this on the podcast. So, yeah.
Mike, I have here. Yo. TOD out, timeout. Is that right?
Yeah, throw it on, man. TOD is TOD stands for Temple of Dawn. He's from France. He does a lot of music both in French and in English. And this was his latest release called Time Out.
Bye.
that was TOD with Time Out. Some absolutely crazy shit there brought by Mike. I like the production on it. Very interesting. Lots to take away from. I think it's the kind of song that you can listen to like 3, 4, 5 times and get something new out of it each time. I think this is one of those songs that I didn't quite get it first time, but I think if I go back to it and listen to it again, it'll grow on me and grow on me the more I listen to it. That's how it comes across.
Yeah, it does grow on you. I agree with you. Totally, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it does grow.
Yeah, so if you like these guys and any of the other artists we listen to and play, you can check them out in the show notes. We'll leave links to all the guys there. So, yes, I'm going to bring a song now by a band called Savile Row, and the song is called Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Hey, this is Jim from the group Savile Row, a.k.a. G. Mike Jr., we're a group from Florida in the United States, South Florida region, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach areas. Our music is kind of an amalgam of the things we've always loved. You know, it's pop, it's rap, hip hop, alternative. That's kind of the school that Ryan and I both come from. Ryan Charisma is the multi-instrumentalist and producer in the group. You know, we definitely have always done a lot of guitar-oriented bands and rock-oriented bands, and this was an opportunity for us both to evolve and touch on some things that we had always wanted to explore, but were very different from what we'd done in the past, the songwriting process and the way we rehearse and practice and everything is completely different from anything we've ever done before. I think that influence-wise, we draw from so many, you know. If we draw from rap stuff, I've always been a big Atmosphere fan. De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, R&B stuff like, Keith Sweat and... And things, you know, pop stuff, Color Me Bad songs from back in the 90s. Michael Jackson was my first ever favorite artist. And then to, you know, stuff like Fugazi, stuff like Jimmy Eat World, stuff like, NoFX, Bad Religion, punk bands like that too, that all kind of bring it together for us to make the sound that we have. And, we make it. Make songs that we like, to listen to, and hope that some other people do. You could find us. We have an Instagram at Savile Row Music. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer. Music's up on TikTok. Everywhere you look for music, we certainly can and do have our music there. So please give us a listen. We did a record that's kind of a compilation record of our singles called Steak and Lobster last year, gearing up for our full-length debut this coming year in 2023. That's going to have Chubb Rock on it. That's going to have Ace and Eastwood on it, and a couple other big surprises that we're working on right now. So check us out, Savile Row. We're from Florida in the U.S., and hope to see you out and about soon at some festival and show dates. Be well.
for a sign. I told her whispers in my heart were fine. What does she think she can do? I feel for her, I really do. And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I had to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, yo, I guess.
Savile Row with Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. We don't usually bring covers to the podcast. We like to play original new music, but it was a good cover. I really enjoyed it and thought it was deserved a play. So yeah, if you liked it also and you liked the band, go check them out in the show notes. Next we have Savile... No, we don't. We just played them. Next we have David Rosen with his song Blacklight.
Hey, this is David Rosen from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an instrumental music composer. I compose music for films, commercials, television, all that kind of stuff, and also put out instrumental music. I put out 7 albums now of instrumental music. My most recent is called More Content. And I have been making music now for like 20 years. My music, it falls somewhere between an electronica and alternative. It's all instrumental. I do score films, so a lot of that influence creeps in on what I do. But also, I'm influenced by a lot of alternative music. There's Robert Smith back there, a lot of The Cure, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails. Stuff like that has always been a big influence on me and the work that I do. A lot of industrial music, too. As far as this song, this is a song called Blacklight, which is from the new album, More Content. This is just like, I don't even know how to, I don't know ever how to classify my music. Genre is so difficult when you're pulling on influences from all over the place. This one's like basically like a 80s action movie song or something. Like it almost reminds me of something you'd see in like a Top Gun or something like that. I mean, last year with Top Gun Maverick being so big, maybe that was on my mind a little bit, but also kind of brings in all those other influences as well. So it's got a lot of different sounds in there, but I'm super proud of this song. And the music video just came out, which I made using all these kinds of like visual clips and like this AI program that blends all the clips together. But then me being somebody who doesn't like to leave anything into the hands of anyone else when it comes to my career, I then took the video and did a whole lot more to it myself. So I didn't just like take what it spit out and like throw it up on YouTube. I had to, of course, do a whole bunch more to it. So that new video is on my YouTube channel, which you can find youtube.com/musicbydavidrosen. Also, my website is by David Rosen, where you can find that, all the rest of my music and everything else that I'm up to. You could also find me on Twitter @bydavidrosen, Instagram @musicbydavidrosen. And like I said, I have a whole bunch of other albums you could check out. My self-titled David Rosen album from a couple years ago. I also put out soundtrack releases. I just recently scored a feature film called Move Me No Mountain, which I may or may not be releasing a soundtrack for. I'll at least be putting some of the songs up at some point. And I'm currently working on 2 more albums, so lots more content on the way. And so I hope you enjoy the track. And thanks for playing it.
Fantastic atmospheric piece there by David Rosen. Check him out in the show notes. Next we have in queue Plastic Army is what I've got here, Mike.
Yeah, that's he's a new artist. This is his first release. I think the song was released kind of pretty early January. So yeah, I don't know too much about him as an artist personally, but yeah, this is Plastic Army with his song In Queue. Hope you like it. So yeah, that was In Queue. Was it? Is the band In Queue and the song Plastic Army? Yeah, it's In Queue. It's a collaboration between a guitarist, named Alan Duchesne, and Clint Warren. They're from Oregon, USA. Yeah, In Queue.
Okay. So yeah, if you like that, check them out in the show notes. You might notice that we don't talk much on this episode. We just introduce songs and shit. And the reason is because if you're here listening to this episode, you're here to listen to the music, not to listen to us. If you want some entertainment and you want some laughs, then yeah, go check out the A-side. But this is all about the music. Next we have Jake Huffman with his song Martyr.
So my name is Jake Huffman. I'm from Connecticut. I'm an indie rock, pop rock music producer. I started out on the drums, and now I play everything and produce all of my own music and a bunch of other people's music. So a little bit about me. I started out as a drummer. That's the instrument I've been playing the longest. So all my music is very rhythmic. It's important to me that there's always some sort of driving energy, some sort of driving force, some primal rhythm that's kind of taking us through the story. I like simple things done well, and I try to keep everything really honest. So lyrics are usually just straight from the heart. I try my best to say things that are hard to say for me and try to connect with the listener in the most real way possible. Really just trying to make some heat, trying to make music that I want to listen to and hopefully that you want to listen to too. All right, I'm going to give you the side of the story behind this song that I haven't really told many people. So I am also a music teacher. I teach a bunch of kids music. And I was going through this phase where we were learning a lot of emo music. All my kids were learning a bunch of emo music. And I was deep in the weeds of all this, like, you know, early 2000s, late 90s emo stuff. And I came up to my studio one day and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to, like, write that kind of energy. And it started out that way. So that was the seed that created this song. And then this was one of those songs, you know, I'm sure you've heard artists say this before, but it's one of the songs that just fell right out of me. The lyrics just like popped out of my mouth and the song was done. So, you know, the song is about having opinions and dying on a hill, but the seed of the song really comes from emo music. So there you go. So people can find me on Spotify and anywhere else they stream music. You can find me on Instagram. I'm pretty active. That's Your Friend Jake. Pretty much that's my handle everywhere. I'm also on YouTube. I post a bunch of videos there when I'm feeling frisky. But yeah, I'm all over the internet, so come on, find me. It's Your Friend Jake. Yeah.
Jake Huffman with Marta. Lovely 80s inspired piece, I think that was. Love that a lot. What do we have next? Also, check him out in the show notes. Go and show some love. Go stalk him. Go hunt him down. If you like the music you listen to on this show and you really enjoy it, support independent artists. Go over to Bandcamp and buy their work, or Amazon Music if it's over there. I think you can buy music on Amazon Music. I'm not sure. Buy their work. So, yeah, next we have Mind Incision, Slaves to the Game. Incision with Slaves to the Game. I really like that. I don't usually tend to like this kind of music. Occasionally, though, I surprise Wayne and I might bring one along and I really like it, but it's once in a blue moon. I would absolutely have brought this to the podcast. I love this a lot. Really good. There's a lot of production on it for that type of music, but it was done very well. It didn't take away from the rawness of the song, if you know what I mean. But yeah, waffling. Next, we have Holly Reese. I'm bringing Holly Reese with her song, Missing Out.
Hi, I'm Holly Rees. I'm a indie rock musician from Newcastle in the northeast of the UK, and this is our new single, Missing Out Again. I make queer, sad, loud, indie rock kind of noise with my beautiful band. People sort of compare us to Courtney Barnett, which I love because I think she's mint, Laura Marling, Girl in Red, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, that sort of stuff, which are massive compliments as comparisons. I love that. The story behind Missing Out Again. Missing Out actually was a track on my solo acoustic EP Slow Down back in 2018. But since then, I've obviously brought a band together. I now play full band sets and the sound is a lot bigger. But Missing Out has like stayed as quite a firm favourite in our live set, so it just really deserved a full band bash version to come out, and I think it really like shows where we're going and the kind of sound that we're making now, which is really exciting. It's basically an upbeat breakup song, I sort of think of it. It's like instead of wallowing, you're kind of like, eh, I'm fine, I'm better off. You don't know what you're missing. You are missing out. So this track also I produced, mixed it myself. Since 2018, that's been a big thing for me, is getting really into the production side of stuff. Like our last single, English Bay, this one is one that I've mixed myself, so I think that's really helped capture the sound that I want, because I have a lot more control over it, with a lot of help from lots of other really talented people, of course. People can find me at Holly Sounds on all the socials, or just have a little search for Holly Rees. We have a website, hollyrees.co.uk/music. I think that's everything. Thanks so much for listening. This is our new single, Missing Out Again.
You had a grin that my best friend's ex did. You kind of said I'm gonna fuck you up a bit. From the start I wondered why you saw me. Got a car, but I've got no money. Maybe it's just me, but I could never understand. I live fast, die young. It's in your 10-year prime. Said you had a fear of missing out. Maybe you were just afraid of missing out.
listen now.
Holly Reese, missing out. Did you like it? Go find her. Go hunt her down. Show notes, that's where you'll find her. Send her a nice little email. Say, Holly, we like that. Listen to you on You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. Amazing. Go do that. But in the meantime, we've got two more songs left. And one of them is Tove.
Yes, I like Tove. So I've brought her to the show before. She's from Sweden. She kind of plays psychedelic rock. Kind of style of music, and this was her latest single. I think it came out at the beginning of January as well, and it's called Pretty Sequence.
Background noise, you know.
Tovey with Pretty Sequence. Love that, Mike. Thanks for bringing that. Yeah, we're at the end of the show now. We've played all of our musics, and I've got one more track to play out with, which is Flint Final Days. But before I do that, I just want to say, please, if you get a chance, go over to www.yhhtmpc.com. Over there, you'll find us and what we do and everything that we're about, episodes and links and shit. If you'd also be so kind, please, wherever you're listening to this right now, give us a 5-star if you like what we do. It really helps get the podcast out, and by getting the podcast out, it means we get the artists out there as well, which is what this is all about. Also, if you're listening on Good Pods or Apple Podcasts, you can also write a little something nice. That also helps a lot, and that'd be lovely. Also, it's on YouTube, but I don't think people listen to podcasts on YouTube, but yeah, over there, just share, like, and all those things that people ask you to do. Other than that, I think we're done. I'm going to play out with that song. Wayne, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, no worries.
And Mike, thank you also.
Always a pleasure.
Excellent. And until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Mike.
I've been Wayne.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are.
Well, I'm Tony. I'm the vocalist from Flint. We're a Brisbane-based band here in Australia. Our sound, we're a guitar band, and we play sort of, I guess, alternative indie rock. That's how we're classified most of the time anyway. Our influences are varied because everyone comes from a bit of a different background. I like a little bit more punk. Peter, the guitarist, likes a little bit more traditional rock. The various bass players and second guitarists they've all got different influences, and we've had a few drummers as well. So let's put some names in there. Arctic Monkeys, Block Party, REM, UMI, The Whitlams, and Powderfinger. There's a few. This latest single, Days and Nights, was written a long time ago and sat in my drawer forever. And it basically tells a story of trying to find that balance between all the day-to-day mundane tribulations and, you know, problems we have to face, and trying to fit in the fun part of your social life. So, you know, and the idea of the song is to try and give a bit more priority to the fun stuff. So the idea of, you know, going out and partying and getting out to different, you know, social events. And in the video clip, you can see that as well. We try to involve a lot of the different fun stuff that life can give us in a hope that we might be able to overcome these day-to-day frustrations and tribulations. You can find us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we have a Spotify account. So please check us out there. Our singles are being released around the different streaming services as well. So check us out. Closer to the truth and no less than before. Can you measure that? I look around and grumble, cause I can see the symbol warns me that the stormy days are almost over. We can stay on the coast forever, and the nights are warm and reckless. Set our sights on endless, as we spend trying to mend what we don't understand. Oh, what a waste. Rearrange my focus and hand it in my notice. I wanna make sure that sun is
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.